The Alaska Supreme Court convened on Tuesday, September 12th, to hear arguments in the case of Soldotna versus the State and Local Boundary Commission. Since 2020, the case disputing the Local Boundary Commission's right to convert a City of Soldotna annexation decision from a legislative review to a local option has systematically worked its way up the Alaska court system. In 2020, when the city chose to pursue the final leg of annexation via legislative review, the Boundary Commission overturned that decision in favor of a local option, which puts the issue to a local vote for final approval. According to the City of Soldotna, the authority of the Boundary Commission was exceeded when it made a ruling that was inconsistent with the legal standards by which its authority is defined. To wit, the city argues that based on those standards, in addition to historical actions of the Boundary Commission, overturning the city's decision constituted an improper act of rulemaking.
If an agency pens a standard freehand in the course of a single adjudication, that is an improper act of rulemaking,
said the Soldotna City Attorney Brooks Chandler. Assistant Attorney General Bill Milks, representing the Local Boundary Commission, argued that it was well within its authority to overrule the city's decision because it is the role of the LBC to make what amounts to common sense judgments in such cases.
The public's not too interested in this approach. And in the past, they haven't gone legislative review. And the borough, they're not supporting legislative review, which would again indicate that the need is not so significantly high.
In closing remarks for the City of Soldotna, Chandler pointed to other instances around the state where the LBC did not take action as it did with Soldotna.
This decision is also inconsistent with the Homer decision, and in which there was vociferous public opposition to annexation, many demands for a vote, and the commission approved legislative review.
The Supreme Court will take the opposing arguments under advisement and render a decision at a later date. Find out more on the Supreme Court case by visiting this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.